And I'm Norman Gilliland. Welcome to the midday for a Thursday. This weekend, which is to say Friday and Saturday, some excitement is in the air. And it's Easter weekend, too. That's no coincidence here, because the Madison Bach Musicians is going to be performing no less than the Mass in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach on Friday the 19th and Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th. I hear a little correcting going over there from the director of the Madison Bach Musicians and founder and ace keyboard player also, Trevor Stevenson. Welcome.
My pleasure.
Always,
here we are.
Always here we are. Always fun to have you here on the midday. What made
you
think on such a large scale
that
you keep getting bigger and bigger?
Yeah, what were we thinking? I know. And it's so easy just to say it, to say, well, let's do the Mass in B minor. And then there's the doing it.
When did you say it? When did you first say it?
About a year ago this time.
So you've been planning ever since.
Truly.
To put it all together.
Especially because the orchestra is about half of people that live near, you know, within driving distance. And then many people are being flown in as well. So like the trumpet players, or it's a very specialized thing, you know, with playing a valveless trumpet. You know, so these are Baroque trumpets. They play in one key at a time. They don't modulate, but the advantage is that you get this great clarity and lift to the sound, which is just part of the whole, you know, aesthetic of transparency that is key to the Baroque, and allowing you to hear the counterpoint as well. So we're excited. They're all flying in today, and
just the logistics alone have to be pretty overwhelming.
It has been. Yeah, it has been. Just
how did Bach
a tall order
every week. I mean, he had to come not with a Mass every week, but a cantata.
Right, the cantatas. Yeah, and of course, he was doing cantatas once a week for several years there. And of course, most of his singers were there in town,
sure.
And his instrumentalists as well. Although, you know, there were people drifting through, or you know, it just all depended on what was going on. When he wrote the Mass in B minor, the first two parts, the Kyrie and the Gloria, that's in 1733, and we know now that he and his family went off to Dresden, where his oldest son, Friedemann, had just gotten this wonderful appointment at the Sophienkirche as an organist. And so Bach shows up there with the whole clan, and they're all copying parts for the B minor Mass.
This is like a big clan, too.
Right, yeah, as fast as they can and as neatly as they can. And they present to the court at Dresden this beautiful set of parts for the B minor Mass, even though we still don't know if it was actually performed or not.
Really?
Although it's very likely, but there's no evidence, you know. That's where it all started. And of course, he submitted with it his letter saying, you know, here are my mere scribblings, you know. Because that's the way you had to say it
that's in right.
those days.
A little scraping was
right.
necessary.
Right, he's great. But yeah, bow and scrape. But he also put in there that he would very much appreciate a kind of honorary appointment from them, because the Dresden court was a very affluent and had a lot of influence in the musical world. They had the fantastic musicians. And he said, if you could give me this title, like an honorary composer, I don't, you know, have to move there, but just give me this little stamp, it would help me back in Leipzig, where they don't treat me very well. Right? And he'd had several blow-ups with the Leipzig Church Council and other things.
Going way back, yeah.
In the late 1720s, during his heavy cantata period, things were going kind of south with one of the rectors there at Leipzig. And, you know, if we had the emails... if we had the emails, we'd see how nasty it was.
We do have some letters.
But what's amazing is that, you know, through all this and Bach, you know, being politically savvy as he was, you know, in certain cases, you know, in the midst of all this is one of the greatest pieces of music that is just ever happened, I think. And when I was a kid, I would put this piece on, this opening Kyrie, and when I'd get to the end of it, all I want to do is, let's hear it again. You know, that's like, I mean, and you can never hear it enough times. I don't know how it works, but it's a marvel. I just want to say a little bit before we listen to the opening track, too, about the key that it's in. You know, B minor is kind of a no trespassing zone key. It's odd to write a Mass Mass in this key. And of course, Bach had all sorts of associations.
With all the keys.
Right. The well-tempered clavier is a study in how the unequal temperament of the day renders each key in a unique tonal hue. And B minor, if you look at the well-tempered clavier, the B minor comes at the end of the chain. You walk all the way up chromatically. It's the last note. And certainly this opening Kyrie has this feeling of this is time in its final element, you know? I mean, you can't avoid that, and it's wonderful. And it has to, it's a technical matter of how the temperament adds up in this key to create this cobalt blue sound, which is pretty much what it, I don't know a better way to describe it. But it's unusual. And he, of course, takes advantage of the kind of polarity with this because the relative major is D major, which is the key of the greatest triumph and celebration, trumpets and drums. So the piece toggles back and forth between this metaphysical B minor and then the great sense of community and celebration and Bruegel's peasants dancing and all of that stuff, right? And in between that is always sandwiched something kind of convivial, something with just a duet, a flute, an oboe, a singer, something small like that. And he manages to thread this narrative between those three voices. It's a miracle, I think.
Which we'll hear in the Kyrie. This is the very first section of the Mass in B minor by Bach. And this particular performance is by there's so many people involved, you have to kind of winnow through to get the big picture. Collegium Vocale, Orchestra and Chorus with Philippe Herrweger conducting. The Kyrie begins the Mass in B minor by Bach. This is, I guess, just the first section.
There's an opening, very slow part, and then a kind of a long fugue that develops out of that. And this is Bach's, opening play in it,
Thank you.
And that is just the very beginning of the Mass in B minor of Johann Sebastian Bach. You could hear the whole thing, actually, if you're fast, I guess. You can hear the whole thing this weekend because the tickets are almost all gone for both performances, you're telling me.
There are several left for Friday night at the First Congregational, right? There are some left for Saturday night, but they are moving and there are ticket outlets around town.
Madison Bach musicians performing the entire Bach Mass in B minor this coming Friday night and this coming Saturday night. Yeah. And the first performance at the First Congregational Church in Madison, the second at the First Unitarian Society in the big spacious atrium.
Auditorium.
Yes, but it will be full of sound on those occasions.
Oh, yes, I know. It's like the rehearsals have been so fun, too. It's nothing like being in the thick of it. I'm sitting at that continual organ. It's a kind of a portable organ. And
just washed
kind of
in sound.
Yeah, you get the Calgon bath of B minor. Right, so I don't know, no product placement. Right? But that was the opening Kyrie. You know, and, of course, Bach just follows that with this lovely Christe Eleison duet in a gallant style. And I think the next piece we're going to hear is a similar gallant setting of the Domine Deus. And I believe it features the flute and soprano and tenor. And the Baroque flute, of course, is just this very subtle instrument, kind of ethereal sounding and gentle. We'll hear this performance here by Philip Herrera-Vega.
Thank you.
Segues from there into the next part.
Qui tollis, right?
Of the Gloria,
right? And so
the Bach Mass in B minor.
There are a few of these in here where he writes a transition, and you go from one to the next, and change moods drastically. But it's
does that make it a little harder? We're talking about a couple of hours for the Mass in B minor. Does that make it a little harder when you're segueing from kind of one?
Yeah, I mean, you have to practice the transitions, right? Just like theater, right? You know, and the pulse changes, the color changes.
So, and we're going to hear one more short excerpts from the Mass in B minor, which is being performed this week, Friday and Saturday night, by the Madison Bach musicians, all of that. And, of course, the quiz question a little bit after 12:30, all of it after this here on WPR. Back for the next couple of minutes with Trevor Stevenson, founder and director of the Madison Bach musicians, who has mustered over the past year now considerable forces to put on one of the landmarks of choral music, Bach's Mass in B minor tomorrow.
Today is Wednesday.
That's what happens when you go away for a while, especially in the middle of a week.
Right. And the concerts are on Friday and Saturday.
Thank you for that. ground check, Trevor. Friday, April 16th, 7:30 at the First Congregational Church, and the pre-concert, and I hesitate to call it a lecture because it's not. Well, it's a pre-concert immersion or whatever you want to call it. It's an entertainment with
immersion.
Information.
I like that, right. Yeah.
Really entertaining. The pre-concert lectures.
A chat. Right,
one-way chat, yeah. Right. And on Saturday night, the lecture is 6:45, and the concert is also at 7:30, but in that case at the Unitarian Society. Okay, all of that, and tickets are practically gone. But
not totally, right? Sorry, I
want to say. Gone, but not totally forgotten.
There are various ticket outlets around town. Check our website for them.
Madison Bach Musicians.
Call ahead, yes.
All right, one more short piece to kind of contrast with the other two that we heard.
Right, how the Mass ends with Grant Us Peace, with the Dona Nobis Pacem. This piece actually appears twice in the Mass with different words. It is in the first half, and then it comes back later with the Dona Nobis Pacem. And here you can hear the Baroque trumpets and the timpani. We're actually for this going to be using the original type of trumpets and the original type of timpani, which has a calfskin head and has the kind of the presence of a military field drum. It's an amazing sound. And then in this piece, Bach seems to always be lifting. It's almost a deception. It appears to be going up the whole time and yet never gets higher. And it's a send-off to the next world. Yeah. So
here we go.
Thank you.
as you say, Trevor keeps just going up and up and up, and it's kind of magical as to how Bach pulls it off.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure how it works, but we're delighted that he took the time. You know, Bach spent 18 years crafting this, the B minor Mass, assimilating it from all sorts of other pieces he'd written earlier, and, you know, reworking how the order of things. A lot of people think now that actually the Et Incarnatus Est, the Spirit was incarnate movement, was maybe the last thing he wrote in his life.
That would be tempting to think. Because it has a kind of a finality to it. Mm-hmm. Well, again, the performance is Friday night and Saturday night in Madison, and the Bach Mass in B minor, the Madison Bach musicians. Trevor Stevenson has been here sharing insights and giving us a sneak preview.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Always fun, Trevor. Hurry back. Though it sounds as if you may be a little while recovering from the monumental effort involved in this.
Some rehearsals to do.